Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of three books on preaching, most recently, Preaching Racial Justice. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled Harden Not.
Today's responsorial, Psalm 95. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Psalm 95 is what I think of as an invitation with an edge. It starts with singing, worship, joy, thanksgiving, and then just when you're feeling fine comes the warning. Now, don't be hard-hearted like your complaining ancestors and their disobedient leader. Part of the psalm that we don't hear today has God actually loathing Israel for 40 years. Now, to be fair, the psalmist doesn't end the invitation with the words, or else, but you do kind of get that sense. I have to say that there are ways right now that I have hardened my heart. Here's one example. I've looked at world events, my stomach churning, and responded with ineffective, noisy, complaining anger. Here's another. I've allowed my outrage at situations to become outrage against people. Okay, one more. I've wanted my own way so fiercely that I'm hardened to what someone else wants. Or I've given in and hardened my heart with resentment. Or I've given up and hardened my heart with despair. Maybe your life reveals the occasional hardening as well. The problem, everyone, with hardening your heart in one area is that it spreads to the other areas. It's invasive and contagious. The hardened heart makes us bitter. Soon, it even invades other people's hearts, and it doesn't bring joy or worship or peace or love or justice to the world. And it hardens our hearts to God. But hard-heartedness isn't our natural state. The command not to harden implies, well, an already present softness. When the heart is soft, our knees can bend to kneel in the presence of what is totally mysterious and other. We know that we don't understand, that we're not in charge. The soft heart knows that it needs guidance because that same totally mysterious other speaks to us intimately, heart unto heart. The soft heart can walk in peace and justice because that very same mysterious other came right here to live with us. Jesus Christ, teaching, touching, healing. And of course, the soft heart knows that it is a precious sheep and that it is not a flock of one. The soft heart has room for others because every other heart is equally precious. Today, do you hear God's voice? Listen, then, with open, softened heart. It, too, is contagious.